love that song. Right here on WPKN. Welcome to Band Central Radio. Andy Cattison along with Rob Fried. Hey, Rob.
Andy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Give me love. Give me peace on earth, right?
Definitely. Very excited.
Here we are. So, welcome to another great episode. How's everybody doing? Oh, I just changed the volume. It's always something, right? You can hear the volume is loud. And we're on the air. And we have a great show today. And we're not going to be too mellow. We're going to try to rip this show. We have a lot of things going on.
Man, we got some talented, passionate guests here.
We got some great guests. So joining us today on Band Central Radio, we have Deb Greenwood, the president and CEO of the Center for Family Justice. Mike Tetrow, the honorable first selectman of Fairfield. Suzanne Kachmar, executive director of City Lights and Company. And not only is each guest going to get their own time on air with us, but we're going to have our Band Central Radio roundtable at the end of the show.
It's really cool because last time, a month ago, we had Save the Children here, and we talked about how do you save children in 130 countries.
Yes.
Today, we're going to talk about how do we save the children right here in Bridgeport and Fairfield? How do we keep them healthy and safe and have, you know, have possibilities for the future?
Yes. Now, I have a couple of children at home I think might need saving. Do they count?
They do.
I'm just saying. So, you know, I think that it is tricky with kids, and I think it's a huge mission for all of us to try to do better. The next generation's always doing better for the children that have come before. But these days, there's a lot of tricky stuff going on with kids. Not only is it the family dynamic, but it's also screens and the internet and, you know, instant contact and connection and fear of missing out and vaping and all. There's a ton of stuff we're going to talk about.
Great.
So if you're, you know, if you're driving around, stick with us. If you're at home listening on PKN.org, listener-supported radio, stay with us. And if you're, I don't know where else you'd be listening. I don't know. If you're at home listening to the radio, that's kind of weird, but we like it.
Cool, cool. And, you know, we're going to be talking about some upcoming events we have with Band Central. We've got about 7 events, really great causes, some great music themes, some great musicians. On March 30th, we've got a show for the Center of Family Justice. It's going to be an evening of Studio 54. We've got Anthony and Kevin from What Up Funk, Sheila Fabrizio, Eric Kalb from Deep Banana, Pat Marfiotti, Nick Biello. Great show. Mm. On April 4th, we're going to be at the Stamford Palace Theater opening up for Mark Cohn and Darlene Love. And that's going to be contemporary soul with a project that Fuzz and I are doing together. On April 12th, we're going to be back in the Bridgeport Cabaret Theater for City Lights, and that's going to be a Motown review with Soul Tempo, the great guys from Hamden, along with Stephanie Harrison, Vinny Yangala, Tim DeHuff, Pat Marfiotti, and the amazing Mike Marble on drums. On May 11th, we're doing a house party in New Rochelle, which is a Woodstock-themed acoustic rock show. You know, Andy, a lot of the shows that we've been doing have been productive for charities, raising a lot of money, have been house parties. And it's a very good way for Band Central to start with some of the new charities we work with. On May 16th, we're doing a show that's a beach-themed party at the Black Rock Yacht Club for the McGivney Center. And then on June 7th, we've got a Motown show for the Connecticut Institute of Refugees and Immigrants.
Huh. The New Rochelle party, is that going to be at my dad's house because he still lives there? No, I don't think so. Well, that sounds like a busy, busy, busy calendar. What's the thing that most excites us about that? For our listeners, Band Together, which is who we used to be in Band Central, who we are now, probably the preeminent producer of themed concerts in the Connecticut area for charity. We've done over 100 shows, raised close to $4 million. So it's a big deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, most people think of giving as one thing that they do, and entertainment and music is another thing that they do. And we're just combining them together.
Well,
and that's what we call funlanthropy.
Well, Rob, when I look at you, I often think the following. Play that funky music, white boy. And coming up next, we've got Deb Greenwood from Center for Family Justice right here on Band Central Radio. Right here, Wild Cherry, play that funky music, white boy. On Band Central Radio, WPKN, listener-supported radio in Bridgeport. Very nice. That song makes me want to dance. What about you, Rob?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And they say that chick is getting janky. That's the first recorded instance of the word janky in popular music. As far as I can tell, I'm not sure, but I'm going with it. Anyway, speaking of not getting janky, here, right now, the one, the only Deb Greenwood from the Center for Family Justice. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
We're so happy that you're here. I'm going to read a little bit about the Center for Family Justice. Dates back to 1895, which is how old I feel today. First is the YWCA, and then is the Center for Women and Families of Eastern Fairfield County. On January 21st of 2014, the name changed to the Center for Family Justice, beginning an 18-month transformation into Connecticut's first family justice center and the 95th in the world. Is that true?
That is true.
Now, further, I'm going to read a little bit more. Family justice centers use a coordinated approach to offer services designed to break the cycle of violence in a safe place under one roof. Police, prosecutors, civil and legal providers, counselors, client advocates, and community not-for-profit partners work together to streamline trauma-informed services to survivors. Wow.
Right in the belly of Bridgeport.
How do you like that?
We're very proud.
That makes me feel like most of what I do is generally useless.
I'm not at all.
That's so good. So, you know, has your mission gotten easier or harder over the years?
I believe, Andy, that more people are now talking about domestic violence, sexual violence, child abuse. So now we bring in the Me Too movement. So we've really been shining a light on this topic. So, is it gotten harder? I will say we have more of it because people now know and are aware that they can go someplace to get free confidential services.
So how would our listeners, now again, Band Central radio listeners who used to be Band Together radio listeners, maybe they're driving around or they're listening on PKN.org or some other way, but what if they're struggling right now? What would you say to a listener who may have a friend or a family member or are themselves being tested? How do they go about engaging you guys to help become a part of the conversation?
Great question. We have, again, a conference. We have a different area of expertise that most nonprofits don't have. Highly trained people that are counselors, and we have a 24/7 hotline.
Mm. And that would be?
That number is 203-334-6150. If they have any concerns, questions, feel like they're in crisis or not quite sure, they can call. It's all confidential and it's all free.
And how would you sort of characterize the level? Because we've talked about this a little bit. There are different buckets of need on behalf of people that might make that call. What are you seeing as the biggest need states currently out there?
Most people think that when we're talking about domestic violence, that this is a physical incident that happens to someone. By the time it becomes physical, it's really dangerous. Emotional, verbal abuse, financial abuse, it usually starts right there.
And that's my problem at home, but it's a different problem. Sorry, financial abuse. Yeah.
So those are some of the red flags mm-hmm. that come up. And this could go on a short period of time or a long period of time. We've had clients come in that have been in that situation anywhere from 5 years to 35 years.
Well, we are so impressed with the work that you're doing. We're not going to necessarily talk about amounts, but one of the features of Band Together and Band Central is Rob's incredible commitment to managing a fund that does help charities doing incredible work in the community, and we are able to say that we're going to be making a donation to Center for Family Justice.
Precisely. We've been working with Center for Family Justice for many years now and, you know, have watched the amazing work that you do.
Six or seven years.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And, you know, one of the things that Rob, who's a Rob's like a genius at this stuff, is we have this algorithm that Rob has pioneered that has all these different feature sets that kind of clue us into whether a charity is worth making a donation and how much and why. And, you know, you guys always rank right at the top of commitment and ability to perform. And, you know, we love to see a multiplier. So if we give a dollar, we like try to make you raise $5. Mm-hmm. And that really does work. So we couldn't be more happy to support what it is that's going on over there at the Center for Family Justice.
Right. So we have an event coming up on March 30th. Why don't you say a little bit? Are you excited, Deb?
So excited. I already have my outfit because the theme is Studio 54.
Whoop, whoop.
And that happens to fall kind of sort of around where my age group is, and I'm not going to say what that number is. But that being said,
Let's go with 20-something.
Let's go with that. I like that. Thank you, Andy.
You got it. But
the excitement not only drives a fundraising effort by everyone having such a great time. The music is outstanding. The dancing just goes on from the minute the band takes the stage. They really keep going without almost no break whatsoever. Yes, there's food involved. It's going to be in Stratford at Visano's Four Seasons. So we're excited about that. We have a committee already working on it. We have tables sold already. So the proceeds.
How would people go about getting tickets there, Deb Greenwood?
So if someone's interested in going, all they need to do really is either go on our website, which is www.centerforfamilyjustice.org, or give us a call at 203-334-6154. Ask for the development office, and anyone there can help them purchase a ticket or a table.
Well, let me tell you something. Maybe it's because I'm the producer. Maybe it's just because I'm a fan. But when you go to this show and you get to hear those songs, which you never hear, and you get to dance in your own backyard, and it's also music with purpose, you are contributing. The dollar that you spend to buy your ticket is going to help a kid or a family somewhere. What's better than that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Deb, talk a little, like, how did you get into this? Tell us a little bit about how.
Yes, please tell us.
Great, great question. So I've been in the nonprofit sector for 38 years, and doesn't seem that long because the impact, I started with the YMCA of the USA. I started running local YMCAs in the Trumbull-Monroe area, went down county into Norwalk, and had a life-changing experience personally in our own family, and it was not related to domestic or sexual violence. But that being said, I knew I needed to kind of be close to home. But what I saw in the Y, we had a lot of children, and of course, with children come parents, and we were mandated reporters. So we were all trained in how to identify sexual violence, child abuse, and certainly domestic violence. And when the opportunity arose that the executive director's position was open, I couldn't think of a finer organization to apply. And 11 years ago, I was deemed the CEO and president, and I never looked back. It is an incredible organization with fabulous staff that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, incredible volunteers, and we get to do amazing events that help support the clients that need those free confidential services, like working with Band Central. So we're very, very grateful.
So we could not be happier to be working with you. So the event again is, Rob?
March 30th.
Yep. At Visano's Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
Yep. And if you want to get tickets,
call the Center for Family Justice or go on our website, and we're happy to help you.
Well, Deb, I could not be more happy. So now listen, here's what we're going to be doing this show. We have you. We have coming up next, we have the first selectman of Fairfield. Mike Tetro is going to be joining us. And then Suzanne Kachmar from City Lights. Then we're going to put you all in a giant baggie, and we're going to talk about kids. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome. Great.
Okay. Well, we can't thank you enough, and we really are looking forward to the Studio 54 show. It's going to be terrific.
Yes, it will. Thank you, Andy.
And continue the good work, Deb, and we want you to come back as well, and we'll see you in a little while. And right now, fresh off their Oscar performance last night, here is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and who isn't on some level navigating their own shallows, right here on Band Together, Band Central Radio. Speaking during the song, I was so excited. Right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, listener-supported radio, Shallow, which won the Oscar for Best Song of a Movie, and I think it was very deserving. And we are sort of all navigating our shallow, except for potentially the honorable first selectman of Fairfield County, Mr. Mike Tetro, who's joining us right now. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, and thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we are really happy to have you here for so many reasons, not the least of which is over the years, Mike, you have been such a supporter of our efforts at Band Together and now Band Central, and every time you show up at one of our events, we're just happy.
you guys are a tremendous community resource, and I look back at all the dollars that you have committed to or raised for all these groups around town. You have been tremendous in doing that. So thank you for your heritage.
Well, we could not be more pleased to have Mike here, right, Rob?
Oh, grateful to hear you say that, Mike. Thank you.
So, Mike, we want to, you know, this is going to be sort of like a get to know Mike a little bit more because we really are such huge fans. Now, you are in your seventh year of service here, right?
Correct.
Finishing up your second term.
Correct.
That's a pretty big accomplishment, I got to say. And we don't want to change now. We don't need to change that, right? I mean, this is going to be an election year, and I know this is. I mean, why in God's name would anybody want another person in that job?
Well, you know, when you're running for this job, it really is the will of the people, and it's a pass-fail test. Mm-hmm. So on November, we'll find out how they feel. I think we've got a great track record. I'm very excited about both what we've done for Fairfield, but also where Fairfield's going. This is a very critical time in Fairfield for our future.
Sure. So speaking about that, you know, without really trying to pin you down to too much specificity, what is the vision for the rest of the term and potentially on from there?
Well, take a look at what we have right now. We've got a government that put in a tax plan that penalizes the bulk of the people in Fairfield. We're not getting the support in terms of the federal government. The state has their fiscal issues to deal with. So we're pulling together in Fairfield, literally fighting for Fairfield, both against the divisiveness that the national government is leaving us with, but sure. Also to overcome the economic issues the state is giving us.
And how do you tackle that, Mike, in terms of saying what your priorities are, what you can do?
Well, when you take a look at it, one of the things we can do both provide the services and the value that people have come to expect in Fairfield. We're also looking at how we manage our taxes. One of the keys there is growing our grand list or adding to our commercial tax base. We've actually grouped together with Greenwich, Stamford, Norwalk, Westport, and Fairfield, the Fairfield Five, and we're working together to recruit businesses from Westchester County, New York City, and New Jersey. Fairfield County is in a really unique story. As much as we hear about all the things going on in the state, Fairfield County for the last 5 years has been growing in population. We're 25% of the jobs, 30% of the employment. We generate 40% of the total income tax for the state comes from Fairfield County.
Boy, does that include Ray Dalio? I don't know.
Of course.
Just saying. I mean, that might be a little bit of a, I heard a rumor that if Ray leaves the state, it's bad for the state in terms of its tax base.
Not going to touch that.
So Mike, it seems like being the first selectman, that's for those of us that didn't grow up in Connecticut, that's sort of the mayor of Fairfield, right?
Correct.
So are we supposed to call you His Honor or the Grand Poobah? Is there a tip? Is there a name title for you?
Yeah, having grown up in town,
His Fairfield. Highness.
Yeah, Fairfield.
His Highness.
Oh, you guys are too much. Fairfield's a small town at its heart, so most people call me Mike. Or
yeah,
first
that's how we know.
That's how it is.
That's what we know. Let's talk about the children of Fairfield County, because that's something we are very near and dear to. It's our theme for today and a lot of what we do with Band Central and what we've done with Band Together. What's your perception of what's going on with children in Fairfield?
Wow, in Fairfield, there's so much going on. On the good news side, we certainly have tremendous music and cultural opportunities, certainly great art programs. Sports, we've been phenomenal in terms of what we've been able to win. On the other side, you look at the opioid crisis. You look at the challenges with gun violence and everything going on from that. You look at the challenges with domestic violence in terms of what's happening to families. There's so much
Sure.
we have to go over and come. And one of the things about Fairfield, as much as we talk about being a small town, we're 60,000 people. We have more economic diversity than any other town in the state, and that impacts our children as well.
I mean, let's talk about that opioid crisis. It's not going away, and it's not getting easier. And it not only affects the kids, but their parents. And it's definitely, you know, in part, Purdue Pharma was out of Greenwich or Stamford. It actually was born in the Connecticut backyard. How do you fight it?
I think on multiple levels. One is about education with the kids. Second is about making sure that we're providing the right programs and support in school for parents, for families. But importantly, Fairfield and a number of other towns have joined together to sue Big Pharma.
Right.
Because it's their marketing that has created this problem. They have mislabeled, misrepresented the dangers of these drugs, and they continue to do it today. And when they get stopped doing it in the U.S., what's amazing is they go do it in third world countries. We need to stop them around the world.
You think a suit like that has some teeth?
I think so. We're all working very hard to do that, and plus it's a class action suit, so We're doing it in Connecticut. I think there are other suits in New York and New Jersey. People are standing up to Big Pharma now saying, you can't do this to our kids. You can't misrepresent the dangers of your product.
So what do you think, you know, based on what you've been doing over the last two terms, are the biggest challenges that you see in the near term for Fairfield?
When you look at it, we're in the midst of doing our strategic plan right now, so that's really going to provide some guidance for what we do in the long term. But in the short term, we have issues with our seniors and providing senior housing, what I call senior-friendly housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's both affordable, but also as people age, you want things closer to downtown so they can walk more than they can drive.
Sure.
We want to maintain the quality of our education system, and there's tremendous economic pressures on that. When you look at everything that's taken back with aid being cut by the state, we have to make sure that what we sell in Fairfield, 65 cents out of every tax dollar in Fairfield goes to support education.
Wow.
That's our big product. That's why people move to Fairfield. Heck, that's why people move to Fairfield County.
Right. So, I mean, that's a pretty intense number. That's over half of the money that is raised, I guess, in taxes goes towards the education system.
Correct.
And do you think there's room for improvement?
There always is. I think it's all about continuous improvement in any aspect. It doesn't matter how good you are. I'm sure that Tom Brady is still looking at how he can improve next year.
Sure. So, you know, listen, I think that all sounds really like a great reason to stick with our Mike Tetro over the coming months and years, Rob.
Yeah, I would say maybe, Mike, you could tell, you know, a little about yourself in terms of I knew Mike's father, Fern. He was, you know, at the junior high school, Fairfield Woods, where I went to school.
This is when I jump in and ask, how well did you know him? Because Dad was in charge of discipline.
Yeah, I was, you know, I got to know him pretty well through a few detentions.
Well, we know that school. Mike was a lifelong bachelor that recently got married to the most wonderful woman, Julia.
Absolutely.
And, man, you guys are just so lucky to have found each other.
Yeah, and she texted me just a few minutes ago. She's actually listening to this. She wants to know how I do and what I say.
Well, I also think that along with that incredible relationship, you are now the proud father of a 7-year-old Chihuahua named Julius.
Julius is our 4-pound rescue dog, and he's a energetic member of the family, and if we don't treat him well, he does keep us up at night. So
now, I do hear a rumor that it was Julius had to approve of Mike before actually Julius had to approve before Julia would actually commit fully.
Well, it took a few days before he stopped sitting between us on the couch. There's no question about that. He was a tough chaperone.
And I also understand that you are pretty much a world-class scuba diver.
I've been diving for about 30 years now, and it's a phenomenal sport. I actually am a scuba instructor, though I've given up my teaching credentials. The first selectman job takes up all of my time.
Sure.
But it's an amazing way to see the world and see the cultures of the world.
So, you know, I have to ask this question because it's just a goofy question. But since you're the first selectman, do you get to shoot guns or ride in a police car, like yell at people at will? Do you get to do any of that weird stuff?
Run red lights.
Run red lights. Yeah.
None of that weird stuff. The police aren't going to let me go that far. But I do occasionally get to ride in a police car, in the front seat, I should add, not in the back. So it's not like they're arresting me for anything.
Well, listen, this Mike Tetro has done such a great job in Fairfield.
And supported, you know, Band Central. He's at so many of our events.
He shows up when he doesn't have to. He always has a smile on his face. You really have just a great heart amongst everything else that you're doing. And we see that every time you come out and you interact with the charities and the people. And we cannot thank you enough for being there with us. And we want to be there with you in any way that makes sense going forward, because Fairfield County needs Mr. Mike Tetro. What do you think?
Thank you for being part of our program today, Mike.
Well, thank you. And it's just great being first selectman of a town I grew up in.
So, Mike, would you stick around? We're going to talk to Suzanne Kochmer next from City Lights, and then we're going to do a roundtable. We'd love you to stick around.
I'll be here.
All right. Sounds good. Well, right now, Journey with a Little Lights on Band Central Radio.
Getting ready for City Lights.
All right. right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, listener-supported radio. That was Journey and Lights. And the reason that we played that song is joining us now is Suzanne Kochmar. Kochmar from City Lights.
Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have you here.
So more than thrilled. Suzanne is a force of nature.
She really is.
So City Lights and Company,
yes,
for our listeners that don't know, is a community-based, non-profit arts organization that serves the community through art. Mm-hmm. This takes on many forms: public arts outreach, outreach programs for youth and adults, and facilitating a downtown arts venue hosting free exhibits,
yep,
workshops, and programs such as spoken word, music, film, reflecting the current zeitgeist and rich culture of the greater Bridgeport community, features local artists along with artists and artisans from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reasons that we love that Suzanne is here is because we are focused on how do we help kids in the backyard.
Right.
And I do know that we as Band Central are now actively involved.
Yay.
In working with Suzanne. Rob, do you want to maybe
exactly
take that for a second?
Well, you know, my cousin, Steve Gerber's on the board of City Lights, and he had been telling
Gerber's
me...
Gerber's baby food? Sorry, I had to.
And he's been telling me about Suzanne over the years,
uh-oh,
and I've known City Lights existed, but I started taking a look, and, you know, Suzanne and I chatted. We came up with the idea of, you know, music programs have been cut in the schools. Why don't we create a music enrichment program that we could bring into Bridgeport and Fairfield schools? We'll use, we use six of the 200 musicians that play in the Band Central shows. And we, I brought this proposal to Spread Music Now, Rich Wenning, and they agreed to jointly fund with Band Central a music enrichment program, which we're currently running. By the end of May, we'll have reached over 1,600 students, and we're leading sessions on cultural heritage, Black History Month, music writing. It's
That's
fantastic.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Wait, we did that?
We did that, and Suzanne
she got
is like,
it.
She just,
she's
you hand
happening.
Her this thing, and she makes it happen.
Oh. All right, Suzanne, what do you have to say for yourself? Because you have Rob and Andy.
You know,
by the way, nice job, Rob.
Thank you so much. First of all, I have to thank Rob and Band Central. This has been such a great partnership. I just came from a school program that wouldn't have happened without Band Central, not only with funding, but also connecting me to some artists who are outstanding musicians, like of the highest caliber, but also that they are dedicated to bring the music to youth and they understand the cultural importance, because that's what we need. We need to understand each other, right? And all this great music, it came from somewhere, right? It has great historical and cultural significance, and we need to understand that, right? Or we're all going to be one world and one love, as we say.
So on, well said. And on Friday, April 12th, we are going to be producing one of our best theme events, The Magic of Motown, at Bridgeport's own downtown cabaret theater.
Yeah, right. And that's to benefit City Lights, which also has their home right in that same building as the cabaret theater.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we've kind of created a downtown arts center, and we're the last ones to show up. I mean, already the cabaret's been there for about 40 years. There was a yoga studio. There is a New England Ballet Company there, and then we have our vintage shop and our gallery there now, too.
Right, because you guys are known as City Lights Gallery online.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is that gallery where you can buy incense and a little brick bag? What are you getting in that gallery?
Well, in the gallery, oh, God, we have a mind-blowing show that's just went up with a reception on March 14th. 14th by Scott Schultz. So the shows change. We do about 8 shows a year, and we try to make them as relevant and interesting as possible. And the size of we've been in 3 different spaces in Bridgeport, but this space right now really lends itself to solo shows, and that's kind of a new venture for me, because our other space was larger and we could put many artists in, but now doing these solo shows, I think people get an opportunity to really appreciate one artist's perspective and creation.
Sure.
And, you know, and if you come to the gala, if you come to the event on April 12th, there's a pre-party in City Lights Gallery there.
Oh,
you
nice.
You can go have a drink, see some of the art.
We're going to have to do that.
People from there. And then the show is just amazing, Andy. We've got Soul Tempo, which is like Connecticut's version of the Temptations.
Yes.
We've got Stephanie Harrison. We've got Vincent Ngala, who's an award-winning saxophonist.
Chart-topping.
We've got an amazing show with two dancers.
It really is something.
Double up dance
something
studio.
To see.
It's going to be fantastic.
So if any of our listeners wants to check the show out there on April 12th, you can go to citylightsgallery.org for tickets.
Yep, the information's up there right now. I just want to say that one time I snuck into the cabaret when you guys were rehearsing that show. It sounded great. I was so impressed. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be wonderful.
Wow. So, Suzanne, let's get a little serious here for a second. We're going to get serious in a short way.
All right.
What would you say is the biggest challenge facing City Lights today?
Oh, God. You're going to hear the same old story. It's funding and having enough manpower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people that I'd really rather be running programs than writing grants and, you know, fundraising. And, you know, it gets kind of tiresome, I'm sure, for people to hear me talk about something and then ask for money. But, you know, we do really run our programs. You know, most of them are free to the community. And we grants and contributions is how we survive. So that
sure.
is it.
So one thing I'd say, Rob, is that if any of our audience and listeners here wants to contribute any help along to City Lights, then they can certainly buy a ticket for the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Certainly buy a ticket for the show. And also, you know, this is a big week because it's Fairfield County Community Foundation's Giving Day on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time just to be thinking also about WPKN, about the Center for Family Justice, mm-hmm. about City Lights, and about Band-to-Band Central.
Fund. Sure.
That's great.
And I do think that the work that PKN does is just incredible, first rate. Gives us an opportunity to come on air and really talk and engage audiences on what's going on in a good way. You know, most of the news these days is just bad.
No, I know.
Right? And we just want it to be good news.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
We want it to be good news. So what did you want to be when you grew up? You know, did you want to be writing grants for kids?
I have always loved music. I've always loved art. You know, I was one of those people who grew up in Stratford when the Shakespeare Theater was not burned down and was thriving. And I actually did, you know, meet Katharine Hepburn and James Earl Jones.
Was her head shaking back then? I remember
God bless her. She has Parkinson's.
She had a thing going.
But anyway, I actually gave her tickets when she came to see James Earl Jones and Christopher Plummer. I was working in the box office. Most starstruck I ever was in my life.
She's a big deal.
Yeah, but I grew up with community art is just part of my life, and it was really the only thing that inspired me. I have to say, as much as I love my little house in Stratford, that's what gave me my artistic aspiration.
You have now taken that artistic basis of your soul and allowed it to help children.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were talking about this. Isn't it true that helping children through art is a way, is proven to be a way that kids can do better in life?
Yeah, it is. In fact, you know, I was before I came on, I was looking at some of the research. You know, when you write a grant and you ask for money, you got to tell them why. It's kind of like writing a term paper, you know. So I've had to look up lots of articles and lots of studies, and there's multiple that show the benefit of art, you know, like art, like, for example, kids learn from doing. So if they're engaged and you contextualize the learning and the content with an art form, it's going to stick. You know, the kids are going to like it. You know, today we were in a school and the little boy was there waiting, and he said, "What do I want to be when I grow up?" He goes, "A diplomat." I said, "Well, the arts will help you." And I explained to him how the arts would help him because he's going to learn about different cultures and you have to do that as a diplomat. He's like, "Wow, I can't believe the music's going to help me be a diplomat."
Nice.
So you see how those things happen.
I feel like I have to be a diplomat sometimes on the radio.
It's the weird thing. You got me to be quiet.
Well, Suzanne, I can't thank you enough. You're going to stick around.
Yes.
And right after this, we're going to be joined back by Mike Tetro for Selectman and Deb from Center for Family Justice. And we're going to have a little conversation about kids in the Fairfield area, and we just could not be more proud to help
support you
guys. And on April 12th, we got a great show coming up right here. Crosby, Stills, and Nash talking a little bit about teaching our children.
Oh, I love it.
Stills, Nash, and Young right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, Bridgeport listener-supported radio, with Jerry Garcia playing pedal steel guitar.
Indeed.
Right? And that's a good one. And, you know, we did pick that because it's all about teaching your children. It's a little on the nose, Mike Tetro and Deb Greenwood and Suzanne Catchmar, but it's all good, right? So we are here at a roundtable discussion about children in the Fairfield.
Our children. Our children right here in Fairfield and Bridgeport.
Our children, right? Well, yes. And so, you know, the question we have, and Mike, I think we're going to start with you. What can we do collectively so that in 5 years, when we look back, we will have really changed the trajectory of the struggling youth and families in Bridgeport and Fairfield?
I think simply, we've got to get a critical mass. We've got to get people together. What we have now is a lot of organizations all trying to do their best, but too many small initiatives. We need a comprehensive look at what's taking place. We need to know what we can change and how to get everybody working together on the same page, same message.
That sounds really good. That Mike Tetro starts talking and I'm just feeling it.
And I'm wondering, like Deb, for example, at the Center for Family Justice, is there some element where, you help the kids get on track to getting good employment and getting jobs? Because, you know, I've read that there are 30,000 unfilled manufacturing jobs in Connecticut. And so one of the questions is, how do you help some of these youth that are, the underserved youth to connect with this possibility?
Well, one of the issues that we have at the center, first we have to take care of the crisis of that person. We usually see any type of adult or teen that's been affected by abuse. So first we have to get them to believe in themselves and understand they do have a future, and give them options and kind of show them the way, almost take them by the hand and have them help discover what it is that they need. And what we're finding at the Center for Family Justice is we currently have 17 nonprofits that are partnering with us, so we could talk about these type of topics, break down those silos and say, we can't do this by ourselves. How can we work together?
Right. Collective action.
So, Suzanne, are you seeing encouraging signs that what the work that's getting done is actually mattering somehow?
Yeah, like the little bit that I said before. I mean, that there's so many anecdotal stories that I could give, personally, even artists who once were influenced by another artist as a mentor or a teacher and now who are working back in the community and giving back. We just did that yesterday. I mean, I should say Saturday, downtown in Bridgeport, they had an event. It was a hip hop expression of Black history. And an artist that I knew from 30 years ago that worked on a mural for me came back now, and he's going to work with kids on this anti-violence program.
Nice.
Through the arts. So that's just one. But as I said before, there's so many studies that are showing that, and even like field trips and all these things, how they really do help to engage. And we've often get feedback that those kids that were maybe kind of not performing at their best are now interested in doing work,
So, Mike, how do you set priorities? I asked you this earlier, but when you're looking at this giant chasm of possibility versus activity, how do you look at the budgeting and look at the planning and really sort of layer in children and children's priorities and helping the children of the community? How does that factor into the planning?
I think right now, I think we still have too many small groups, good people putting forth their best effort. But when you're in a situation as this and many others where you have scarce resources, both in terms of people, paid staff, as well as dollars to support this, you've got to get people together. We're seeing that start in some of the not-for-profits that are starting to look at merging or how they coordinate their services together. I know Deb has done that within the Center for Family Justice. In her area, they have merged, so it's one-stop shopping for the people that need help in that area. And that, I think, is a great model that we can follow in a larger sense to do the same thing.
So even in terms of the cross-section between Deb and Suzanne of art, Deb, are there things that you're doing in the area of art therapy to help people that maybe could even connect them to some of the wonderful resources of City Lights?
So Suzanne and I actually met last week at a Rotary luncheon, and out of that conversation, we started talking about the things that we can't do. We've used art therapy. We've had musical therapists come in. We even have a theater group. So this is all our first, and we're finding that response for kids that we always feel have to be traditional athletes. And we're looking at what can inspire them, what could be healing, part of their trauma that they're using the arts to help heal. And I think that's important. And with Suzanne and I now, we know we have a follow-up plan to work together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coincidental to a certain extent, but the universe puts you exactly where you need to be, that you guys were just talking about doing something together, and here you are on the radio show.
But vital correction, you didn't meet at a Rotary Club. I want credit for having introduced you, okay?
Okay.
Nice. Congratulations. So, Suzanne, what do you think about that?
No, actually, years ago, we actually did a few things at the Center for Family Justice, and we do want to do more. I hate to say it does. It always comes down to funding because my arms and legs can only do so much, and I really believe in compensating professionally our artists who work hard and put a lot of time and effort into and handpicking those artists who are going to really be the ones that are going to serve the population that needs them. So that means, you know, when those things have to come together, that's the confluence, too. Not only the will and the energy, but the funding again, too.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say also to any of the artists that play in our shows or friends of Band Central that are listening, I want to echo what Suzanne just said. We want to also take care of our local artists. They're providing wonderful service to the community, giving of their gift, but also many of them are giving back through teaching lessons or in the school system. Last year, Band Central paid out about $28,000 to local musicians.
That's great.
As part of our ongoing
Yeah. And, you know, there is, without blowing too much smoke, I think there's also something to be said for Fairfield and the work that you guys are doing in Fairfield and Bridgeport, but also the support that the municipality, the government gives towards independent-minded thinkers who can come in and sort of fill in the gap a little bit between what the government funding allows and what actually needs to get done.
No question. This has to work together at all three levels of government, federal, state, and local. And at the local level, we can provide resources, support. But what's really cool, and when I've been to a number of Deb's events, the whole community comes together. When we talk about walk a mile in her shoes, and you have 700-800 people walking to support domestic violence awareness. But it's a community event. It's students. It's adults. It's people from all over the region, people who work for the town, people who work for Fearful You, people who work for Sacred Heart, people who work for our school system. It's so cool to see that all happen.
You know, and for me, one thing I would say, and that's well said, you know, with all of the racket and the noise coming out of Washington and all the divisiveness, to be able to come into a situation where it's not just Democrats and Republicans, but it's people in the community coming together to help children and to help promote arts, education, and everything we're talking about. I mean, you know, Washington should take a look at what's going on in Fairfield County.
Yeah. This is the model.
It is the model.
That's what I keep saying. Absolutely.
It's true, though. And I think that, you know, when you look at the work, you know, particularly you were just talking about Deb, you know, we've met Blumenthal's been there and the governor, you know, dear departed governor. And, you know, we've hung out there as well. You know, these are lightning rod subjects that, if done correctly, change lives and influence generations.
You know, this weekend in Washington, the Americans for the Arts are having an arts advocacy conference, and it's about arts education. So I'll be there, and then hopefully we'll be able to go see some of our legislators and encourage them, you know, to put that funding there and make it a priority.
So what needs to be done, Mike? What more should be done these days to help?
And also to the question, I want each of us to be able to look back in 5 years and not just say that we did kindness, but that we actually changed the trajectory of Bridgeport and Fairfield. So I'd love, in your wrap-up comment, what do we do to really make a change here?
Well, I think that's the idea. We've got to get all the key stakeholders together so that we can look at this. We've done it in sustainability. We've done it in other business areas around town. So we need to do it here to take a look at what are all the things, because domestic violence, performance in schools, opioids, we've cut down on cigarette smoking, and now vaping's taking off. So it's a movable target in some respects, but we need to get people together that have the data so we can define the problem correctly and set the priorities correctly across multiple groups. We all have to work together. If we're all working on our own, it's like an 8-piston engine where the pistons are in different cars.
Nice.
I couldn't agree with you more, Selectman Tetro. And you've been such a great supporter for all of our events that we've done in Fairfield, and bringing Bridgeport together and Lower Fairfield County together. We do have one mission, and it is working with youth. They're the future. Being in a nonprofit scenario, always being a youth advocate, if we can continue to focus the energies and the resources that are so limited definitely an area that we all need to work together. I think it's the word we. That's the power of we.
Well, listen, I can't thank you guys enough. This is our first Band Central roundtable discussion right here on WPKN. Suzanne Kochmar, geez, and Deb Greenwood and Mike Tetro, you guys are making a difference in changing the planet for the better. And I think that when we look at our Band Central mission, which is to show up and help others, Rob, it is just a noble and glorious effort.
And Andy, you did a great job today wrangling this show and thinking it all through.
So, well, yep. You know, listen, you don't get up every day and get a chance to say, how can I change the world for the better? Folks that are listening, take note, get in touch, support Mike Tetro, Deb Greenwood, Suzanne Kochmar at Sooty Lights.
But you yourself are an award-winning artist, and WPKN and Band Central are very lucky to have you as the captain in the captain's chair.
Thank you for all you're doing for our community.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, until next time, Band Central Radio says have a good, safe day.